Representative Andy Biggs blasts Speaker Johnson's spending bill. Trump didn't drag the GOP across the finish line for us to abandon the American people. By Hannah Knudsen on December 18, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump didn't drag the GOP across the finish line for us to abandon the American people. Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, said following the release of the monstrous 1,547-page spending bill negotiated by Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA. Several members of Congress highlighted some of the worst aspects of the continuing resolution. CR, which essentially includes a pay raise for Congress as well as a one-year extension of the State Department's Global Engagement Center. GEC, which funds organizations that censor conservative media. Lawmakers also pointed out that it blocks REC-A reauthorization. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said that alone shows that the American people are forced to take a backseat to the uniparty TM and the swamp TM. Others are asking how Republicans can possibly support the spending bill after the American people gave Trump and Republicans a clear mandate to drain the swamp, not to feed it. President Donald Trump didn't drag the GOP across the finish line for us to abandon the American people, Biggs said in reaction to the measure. The 1,547-page Christmas omnibus is an insult to the American voters who demanded change from the inside out, he continued. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, agreed with that sentiment. The American people just delivered President Trump and congressional Republicans a decisive mandate. So why did our House Republican leadership negotiate the spending bill like we lost? He asked. The index of the 1,547-page CR is longer than the actual CR language in the text. This is not a continuing resolution. It's an omnibus, Biggs said in another post, pointing to another glaring issue in the measure. And for all the garbage shoved in this cramnibus, there is nothing to prohibit the sale of border wall material. This is shameful, he added. No. Biggs also warned Americans to pay attention to the members of Congress who have been all in for the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, for media attention but will vote for the short-term omnibus. They are the swamp, he warned.